Prince, I have a surprise for you. I brought some of your books from home, and I thought I could read them. He's asleep again. Gosh, you'd think he really didn't want to be here or something. I guess. To be fair, my basement isn't exactly the place he deserves. It's kind of drafty in here, and the walls are... Is that mold? Oh my goodness, it can't be. Not down here with my dearest love. It's... No, it's not. Thank goodness. It looks like some paint left over from when Auntie Nuna thought it'd be a good idea to turn this place into a recreation room. Vomit green wasn't the best choice there, Auntie. As if this could be a warm, welcoming space. What am I doing keeping him down here like this? He really is like a beautiful prince. A perfect specimen. And yet I've essentially got him chained up in my dungeon. I'm more like a dragon than a princess. I wish he behaved better so that I could move him to my room. Prince? Where were you in there? Where is the man I love? And not the one who bites and claws at me? You're my soulmate. I know it. So why? Why won't you act like it? You're so darn froggy right now. Rough around the edges. Yeah, that's right. I just have to remember. You poor baby. Poor thing. You've been so brainwashed by all those horrible people out there. People who don't want you to be happy. Who want to trick you into accepting the same humdrum life they have settled for. They tell you that romance should be give and take. Two people maintaining their individuality. But how can they say that? All these independent, strong individuals are getting divorced left and right. That's not love. Love is you here with me. Me risking everything to open your eyes. Wipe away the blindness of conformity so you can finally see the red string of fate that ties our souls. Don't you know how lucky we are to have found one another? Having you here before me. It's a miracle. And I won't let you go. No matter what. I just wish... You are asleep, after all. You know how careful and polite I am when I'm washing your body. I don't want you to be more uncomfortable than you have to be, but really, I want to feel you. Caress you. Like this. Oh, God. Your chest. The rise and fall of it. I can feel your heart beating under my hand. Your nipples are hard. I can feel them through your shirt. Oh, it must be cold in here. And yet... They weren't that way before I started touching you. Holding your neck. I won't squeeze too hard. I just want to feel your pulse, Prince. You're so alive. Your forehead. I love times like these when you look so relaxed. No furrowed brows here. Your little ears just look so sweet, and then... Right there on your nose. and under that, your lips. God, do you know how much I want to kiss you every day? No, every moment of every day. I look at you, and I see my love. His lips so lonely and unkissed. And I just want to show you my passion. I just... I stole one. That was naughty of me. But then again, Snow White's prince did it, so why can't I? I really didn't expect that to have such an effect on my body. I feel so hot. Like fire racing up my neck. But also like ice. He's shifting around. I guess I shouldn't have kissed him. He looks uncomfortable now. Someday, Alice, someday, he'll like it. Just wait and... Oh. Oh. That's why he was uncomfortable. Oh, I promise, Prince, I wasn't trying to look at your... private areas, I just, with you arriving, I noticed your bulge. You're really straining against the fabric there. Is that... could that be from me touching you? From our kiss, maybe? Oh, you do love me, don't you, Prince? You're in there somewhere, I knew it. You love me. You just can't show it yet. It's buried down deep in your subconscious. If I place my hands on your thighs, and then just slide them... It bounced. It was so cute. Oh my gosh. My face is so red. But seeing you react that way... I want more. I wonder if I just untie his pants at the top here. These medical clothes have been such a godsend. And then slide them down a little. Good, he's still asleep. I think with those leftover drugs in his system, he might not wake up at all, but... I bet he can still feel everything. Wow. He just... stands right at attention without... those... in the way. You'll have to excuse me, Prince. I've never seen one... before. You're beautiful. You look so noble, all erect like that. Oh, is my mouth watering? I want a closer look, I think. Just... I touch you a little. Just at the bottom, near your... testicles. Alice, you're an adult. Stop being so silly. Oh, they're soft. I mean, of course they would be. It is you, after all, and you're perfect. The texture is amazing. I could really imagine just squeezing them, pressing down on them, and seeing you squirm a bit. I've heard that hurts for boys. But maybe the pain would be in a good way. Listening. Is that... your tip is already wet with something. Oh, it's on my finger. Maybe I'll just... it's kind of sweet. There's something so... biological about it, too. Raw, bodily. I want More of that. Maybe if I just... I saw one of those girls you were dating do something like this. The cue from the base. All the way to the tip. And then... nibble a bit. You really shouldn't be hooking up right in front of your window, you dirty thing, you. What was it she did next? All right. She was using her hand. Pumping you up and down. That look on your face is indescribable, Prince. So lewd. Makes my whole body ache. Your eyes moving under your lids like that. Do you think you're just having a good dream? Well, you are. Teasing your tip with my thumb. More and more of that. I think it's pre-cum. Is spilling out. Oh, I want to lap it all up. But I shouldn't. I'm just doing you a favor, so you won't be so pent up in your sleep. Yeah, that's right. I'm just helping you. Am I pushing too hard around the base? I just like the feeling of my hand sinking into the soft flesh there. I know I'm squeezing you too tightly. You jump a bit, but then you look even more relaxed when I loosen my grip so tight and relax. A little pain, a little pleasure. That's a good boy. You're breathing so quickly. You're starting to twitch. It's been so long since anyone has touched you this way. You must be so sensitive. Look at you go. Oh, I feel you clenching and... Oh! Oh, you're coming! Oh, wait! I don't know what came over me. I just didn't want to waste it. That girl from before. I know she didn't swallow what you gave her. It made me so angry. Your cum is a precious gift, so I had to. You understand? And now, you're inside of me. Your cum is a part of me. You don't even know it. Oh. You're getting so much softer now. Your whole body seems more at peace. I think... I'll keep doing this. Only when you need it, of course. But... yes, I can't have you pent up all the time. So this'll be our little secret. Just a favor I do for you as your girlfriend to keep you happy and healthy while you're sleeping. Now, let's tie your pants back up and, get to reading. A much more wholesome pastime. And Then There Were None, Chapter 1. In the corner of a first-class smoking carriage, Mr. Justice Wargrave, lately retired from the bench, puffed at a cigar and ran an interested eye through the political news in the Times.